Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A Queens woman has been charged with murder in the death of her one-year-old. 1010 Winds' Amanda Alexander's following that story.
The final moments of baby Charlie Rumrica's life spent in his bathroom. That's where police say they found the 15-month-old unconscious, his mom Nicole Budai with slashes to her wrist. Now next-door neighbors say they heard the commotion.
Too much cry.
But nothing unusual from the family, according to this neighbor.
I have passed the family. I've discussed with the family. I have seen children playing.
But playtime's over for Budai, the 28-year-old now charged with murder and child endangerment. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
In a Bronx child death case, police reportedly believe it is a tragic accident. A four-year-old hitting her head after slipping in the shower. Little Ashley Anderson Collado, who had just turned four, was found unconscious by her mother in the family apartment in Barnes Avenue in Williamsbridge Friday morning. The mother called 911. Medics took her to the hospital, but she couldn't be saved. City Medical Examiner has not ruled on the cause of death, but sources are telling the Daily News they do not expect foul play, and they believe the girl died from head injuries from that fall. There's no word so far on when the ME might make a ruling. Bodega owners have put a price on the head of a brazen thief. United Bodegas of America offering a $3,000 reward for the robber who broke into a Brooklyn deli through the ceiling. Spokesman Fernando Mateo telling 1010 Winds.
We need to take this guy off the streets. We need to tell our district attorney, Eric Gonzalez, to prosecute this guy to the fullest extent of the law. We need to make sure that he is not freed after he's caught. And we want to let NYPD know that we are partners in this.
Now, Mateo says bodega owners are on the front lines every day, serving communities with pride and resilience, and says attacks on them are an attack on the heart of our neighborhoods. Well, if you're looking for a job in the new year, AI is becoming a different issue.
In 2026, there's new predicted job market trends and even the hottest jobs that are hiring. Those involve leadership roles that are making AI decisions. Michelle Perchuk, the founder of MTV Coaching, says recruiters in most cases aren't the ones sifting through resumes.
All of these executives created their own career opportunities based on identifying a problem that an organization had.
Perchuk tells us majority of her clients aren't just working 9-to-5 jobs, they have side hustles too.
If they're a subject matter expert, they should be out there talking on panels, developing a really great social presence.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ever hear of the pizza principle? Well, it's the idea that, as Gothamist explains, a subway fare and a plain slice of pizza should cost about the same, and is a key measure of affordability in the city. In recent years, though, the price of a slice has gone up to nearly $4, while a subway ride will only hit $3 on January 4th. Pizza makers say that's getting more expensive. Giovanni Lanzo owns Luigi's Pizzeria in Park Slope, in a building his family has owned for 60 years.
When I hear people closing, it's usually their lease is up and the new lease is going to go through the roof. The rent is beating people down. And honestly, I think if I had to go on the ratio of the product and the rent, 70% has to do with the rent, the expenses of not owning your own property.
And he says prices have skyrocketed.
When my father opened up over here, it was 30 cents and a free Coke. It was $1.80 to $2.60 for a large pie. That was 16, 18, and 20. Imagine getting a pie for $1.80. You can't get a half a slice for that in some places.
A plain slice at Luigi's today, $3.25. Now, observers say the prices began to diverge in the post-pandemic inflation spikes. The jazz musician who canceled a Kennedy Center Christmas Eve show after it became the Trump Kennedy Center could face a $1 million lawsuit. Several other performers that were backing out of shows. Kennedy Center website says two New Year's Eve events planned by the jazz band The Cookers have been canceled. No statement on why. Doug Verone and Dancers of New York are dropping plans to perform there. They describe the decision as financially devastating and morally exhilarating. And Alabama folk singer Christy Lee is also pulled out of a January 14th show. In a social media post, she says, when American history starts getting treated like something you can ban, erase, or rename for somebody else's ego, I can't stand on that stage and sleep right at night. Never mind the crystal ball. In Hackettstown, they have a giant M&M. Mars Wrigley's been making the candies in the New Jersey town since 1958, so organizer Darren Tynan thought it was a perfect way to celebrate the town and the candy. They're doing a rehearsal of the big drop today.
We've had people throughout the whole tri-state area come here that are huge M&M enthusiasts that like to come out and just see the giant M&M ball that is going to be dropping on New Year's Eve. So we do our test today just to make sure everything goes well.
It is the third annual M&M drop in Hackettstown. A tourist was stabbed near Bryant Park last evening, and police sources are telling 1010 Winds this was an unprovoked attack. This happened just after 5:30 near 40th and 6th. Police say a 44-year-old man was stabbed in the leg. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Media reports say he was a tourist from Canada. He was apparently bent over tying his shoe when he felt a stab in the leg. Didn't realize what happened at first and then noticed he was bleeding and went for help. Now, police are still looking for suspects. There's no description so far. No word if there's any video of the incident. Two teenagers are facing charges in a string of muggings in the Bronx. Police say the 14 and 15-year-old boys came up to women on the street, knocked them down, and took their money, phones, and sometimes their handbags, too. They are accused in five separate incidents from November 28th to December 7th. One victim suffered minor injuries. Everybody else was not hurt. Both boys charged with five counts of robbery. The 14-year-old was arrested yesterday, the 15-year-old earlier this month. No word so far on court dates. The city is threatening to sue carriage park drivers over veterinary testing of the horses. City officials say the drivers refused to allow an independent vet to test the horses for injuries, drug use, and abuse. Adita Bernkrant of NYCLAS, a group that advocates for the horses, tells 1010 Winds this is a major violation by the drivers.
And for them to refuse these basic exams of the health of their horses, some of whom are dropping dead on the streets, working while underweight and injured. This is outrageous.
John Samuelson of the Transportation Workers Union, though, says that they're not depriving the horses of care.
We've subjected our horses to Department of Health regulations and had them periodically examined by veterinarians since the beginning of the industry. So the other veterinarians have all attested to the health of the horses.
And the union says the city vet is biased. NYCLAS is planning a rally at City Hall today at noon. Mayor Adams reportedly using his final days in office to push through a deal to preserve the Elizabeth Street Garden. AM New York says he's proposing what he calls a winning deal to save the small patch while still allowing an affordable housing development to move ahead. First Deputy Mayor Randy Master asked the three developers behind the proposal to accept a significantly larger contract in return for dropping a suit to control the land. The AM New York report says at least one of the developers supports the deal. Unclear at this point if everybody involved will sign on. But tomorrow, the last day of Adams' term, is the deadline. Mayor-elect Mamdani has promised to go ahead with the affordable housing complex on that garden site. More than 150 drivers snagged in a series of toll enforcement crackdowns on the New York State Thruway in recent weeks, including the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Governor's office says there were four enforcement details across the state, 170 vehicles seized, and more than 1,000 tickets handed out. That enforcement effort on the Mario Cuomo was in effect November 20th. 62 vehicles were impounded and 329 tickets were issued.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.